بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، in our previous class we have seen that the angel Jibreel عليه السلام, he came to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and he brought the first revelation to him. What was the first revelation that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The first revelation that came whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Ghar Hira, what is the first thing that came to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the revelation? Surat Al Al-Alaq. The whole surah? Alladhi khalaq. Naam, ahsanti. Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. The whole surah?
No.
Only the first five verses. So these are the verses that were revealed. How did it come? Jibreel, he came to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Iqra'. He said, what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say?
I don't know how to read.
Ma ana biqari. Ma ana biqari. So what did he do?
He squeezed him real hard.
He squeezed him real hard. And then he squeezed him very hard and let him go. And then he told him, read again. He said, I don't know how to read. And he squeezed him again. He did this three times. And then after that, Jibreel alayhi salam, he revealed to the Prophet, Allah revealed by way of Jibreel to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Iqra' Bismi Rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of your Lord who has created all that exists. خلق الإنسان من علق. He has created man from a piece of blood clot. You know what is blood clot? A little bitty piece of blood that's like black and it's real small and it's inside the womb of a woman. Allah created the human being from that. All of us are created from this. Allah, He mentioned this in the first revelation. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. Read, and your Lord is the most generous. Allah is Al-Akram. He is the most generous, and He has all of the most beautiful names and attributes of perfection. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then He said about Himself, الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمِ. The one who has taught by the pen. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. And He has taught man that which he did not know. This is the first of the revelation. After this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was very scared and he went home. He went home to his family. And what happened whenever he got home?
He said, cover me up, cover me up.
He said, cover me up, cover me up. Now what did they do?
They covered him up.
And they did what he said. And then after that, what did he say? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He told Khadija radiallahu anha what happened to him. What did she say? But he said, I think maybe something's going to happen to me. But did she say something bad about that?
No.
No.
She said, Allah's never going to harm you.
Allah's never going to harm you. Allah would never disgrace you. How come she said that? Allah's never going to disgrace you. Allah will never disgrace you or do anything bad to you. Not someone like you. Why? She mentioned after that some of the good manners of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the good things that he does and how he helps the poor people and that he's nice to his relatives and kind to his relatives and mentioned many good manners and good things that he does. And this is an evidence for her that Allah will not disgrace him because he's a good man. And this is also proof for us to understand that the good people, they have a good ending. The good people, they have a good ending. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He helps the good people, those who believe in Him and follow His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After this, Khadija radiallahu anha, she took the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to meet someone. Who was that? Waraqah ibn Nawfal. What was he doing? Who was he? Was he a young man? No, he was a very old man. He was a very old man at this time, but what did he used to know? He had some knowledge of something. Huh? He had knowledge of the Torah and the Injil. And he had knowledge of the book of before and of the prophets of before, like Musa and Isa, alayhimu salatu wassalam. And he used to read those books and he used to know them. And he was not from the mushrikeen. He was not from the mushrikeen. And whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him what he saw and what happened to him, what did he do? What did Waraqa do? He said, "Hada namus alladhi jaa Musa." And namus, that's that namus that came to Musa. What is namus? What does he mean by that? The angel, the malik. Nam. That's that angel. That's the same angel that came to Musa. He said, "I wish that I was, if I could only be strong and healthy whenever your people kick you out of your home." What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? "My people are going to kick me out of my home." What did he say? Of course, everybody who gives the like, that receives the like of what you receive, his people will fight him and kick him out of his home. Like this, meaning it's going to be a very difficult time in establishing that obligation of conveying the revelation. So we see here that the first person to accept Islam and believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, absolutely, who was it? Khadija radiallahu anha. But likewise, Waraqa ibn Nawfal, he believed in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well. And he was also considered a believer. He believed in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well, and he was also a believer. After this, some time passed. And what is known as Fatratul Wahyi, some time passed before revelation came again. Before some revelation came again, some time passed. Some of the scholars mentioned 3 years, others mentioned 2 years, and the likes like this. And some of the people of knowledge, they mentioned it's only a few days. That it's only a few days. And Allah knows best, this is what is correct. It was only a few days. Several days passed by, not a year or 2 years or a long period, but there was a brief period with no revelation coming. That's called Fatratul Wahyi. What is Al-Wahyu? Al-Wahyi. Now, what does that mean? Revelation. Al-Wahyu. Al-Wahyu is revelation. Al-Wahyu is two types. There's Wahyan. Two revelations, two types. What are they? Al-Qur'anu wa Sunnah. Al-Qur'anu wa Sunnah. Both of them are revelation. Both of them are revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal. Okay? So the revelation came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it began with Iqra'. بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقُ. With these five verses, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he received prophethood. النُّبُوَّة. ابْتِدَاءُ النُّبُوَّة. He received prophethood. What is النُّبُوَّة? Prophethood. Prophethood. Remember, he was really scared. Remember, he was a little bit shook up about this event that happened. But then after the fear went away, what happened? After the fear went away, what happened? What is he waiting for? He wants some more revelation to come. He's hoping to have more revelation. How come? Because the revelation has halawa and sweetness. It's revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal. And it's very nice and good and beneficial. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was waiting for more. So the people of knowledge, they mentioned two benefits from the Fatrat al-Wahyi. Whenever the revelation stopped coming, it came like this and then it stopped for a few days. There's a benefit in that. The first one is so that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam can get his composure, and not the fright will go away. And then after that, likewise, he can have a yearning and desire to have more and to receive more revelation. And he can hope to receive more revelation sallallahu alayhi wasallam and be ready for that. After some time passed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's still going to the cave. One time he's coming down the cave and he heard a noise. What did he do?
He looked up.
What did he see? He looked here and there, and then he looked up. What did he see?
The angel Jibreel.
He saw the angel Jibreel. How did he see him this time? In his original form. He's very, 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 very big and very, very, very colorful. And he's sitting on a throne in the horizon, and you can't see anything. And you can't see anything. He could only see the angel there, very, very big, with 600 wings, very, very beautiful and colorful and big. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam became so scared this time, and he ran down again, and he went back to Khadija. This time he said the same thing, dathiruni, dathiruni. The first time, zammiluni, zammiluni. The next time, dathiruni, dathiruni. This means to cover me up, cover me up. At this time, another revelation came. At this time, another revelation came. Whenever he got back home, another revelation came. What was that revelation? The first, how many verses? 7 verses of Al-Mudathir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at this time, he revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuhal mudathir, O you one who is covered up in his garments, Qum fa'andhir, stand up and warn, arise and warn, Wa rabbaka fa'kabbir, and magnify and glorify your Lord, Wa thiyabaka fa'tahhir, and purify your garments and your deeds, Wa rujaza fa'hjur, and keep away from the idols and all of the bad and evil ways. وَلَا تَمْنُنْ تَسْتَكْثِرُ And give not something in order to have more. Or do not think that your deeds of obedience are a lot. وَدِي رَبِّكَ فَاسْبِرُ And be patient for the sake of your Lord. Meaning by performing your duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the first verses that have been revealed. The beginning was اقرأ. And after that was المدثر. The first verses of Iqra, the first 5 verses. He received the Nubuwwah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with these verses. And then after that, the first 7 verses of Al-Mudathir, he received Ar-Risala, messengership. He became a messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the highest level of revelation or of receiving revelation. And the highest and the best and the most lofty rank of human beings. The best of all people are the prophets. And the best of all prophets are the messengers. Are the messengers. So every prophet is not every prophet is a messenger. But every messenger is a prophet. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? So a prophet is someone who receives revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal. But a messenger is someone who receives revelation and legislation, commandments, halal and haram, and he has to convey that. So this one is even higher in status and higher in rank. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a prophet and messenger. He was a prophet and messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he started calling the people privately. He started calling the people privately. Not calling everybody outwardly, but rather privately. And he was starting with his family members and those people who are close to him and those people who are his really trustworthy friends. And in his family at that time who was living with him, Ali Ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu anhu, and he was a young boy. He was a little boy. He was not even of the age of puberty. And he's living with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he accepted Islam. And he became a Muslim. And he's the first Muslim boy. The first Muslim boy, Ali Ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu anhu. Likewise, along with that, the first man to accept Islam was Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiallahu anhu. And he was a close friend of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is the first man to accept Islam. And likewise, from the freed slaves, there was a man that's very, very close to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he loved Prophet Muhammad a whole lot, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Prophet Muhammad loved him too. They're very close. And he also lived in the household with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His name is Zayd ibn Haritha. Zayd ibn Haritha. We had a story about him. What was that? before he was a prophet, he was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was doing something with Zayd ibn Haritha. They were going around the Kaaba, and Zayd, he touched something, and then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Don't touch that." You don't remember that? He touched the idol. Zayd touched the idol like the rest of them did. The Prophet said, "Don't do that. Don't touch that." And then Zayd, what did he say? "I want to do it again, see what he says." And then the Prophet got mad at him again and told him, "Don't do that." It's mentioned that Zayd was a captive and he was a slave. And then whenever he was set free, his family came to get him. But he said he wanted to stay with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he chose to be with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam even over his family after he's free. So they're very close, even before Islam. So Zayd ibn Haritha, radiallahu anhu, he was the first of the freed slaves to accept Islam. And then likewise, there were more who accepted Islam from them. The first slave, he was a slave. Do you know what his name was? The first slave to accept Islam. Bilal ibn Rabah, radiallahu anhu, radiallahu anhu. He's the first slave to accept Islam. So from here, Ibn Kathir, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned that this is the best way to say it, and Allah knows best, in honor of the companions. If we look at it, no doubt Khadija, she's the first one to accept Islam. But the best way to say it, that the first man to accept Islam, Abu Bakr. Huh? The first woman to accept Islam, Khadija. The first boy to accept Islam, Ali. The first freed slave to accept Islam, Zayd. The first slave to accept Islam, Bilal. Radiallahu anhum. Radiallahu anhum. In this manner, like this. So this is what we remember. Okay? The first man to accept Islam, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. The first woman, Khadija bint Khuwaylid. The first young boy, little boy, Ali ibn Abi Talib. The first freed slave, Zayd ibn Haritha. And the first slave, Bilal ibn Rabah. There's from the very first to accept Islam. But Ibn Kathir, he mentioned that, you know, Ali, maybe he was from the household of the family. Or some said he accepted Islam first. Or others, Abu Bakr accepted Islam first. In any case, Ibn Kathir, he said, rahimahullah ta'ala, no doubt the Islam of Abu Bakr was not like the Islam of Ali, radiallahu anhuma. Because Ali, he's a little boy, and he's under the care of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As for Abu Bakr, when he was a man, and he accepted Islam, and do you know what? Abu Bakr, even before Islam, radiallahu anhu, he was very nice. He had good manners, and also he never drank alcohol, and he never did those bad things either, nor worshipped idols, and all the people liked him. And he used to have business, and people used to always come and sit with him, and they liked to be in his gatherings. Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, and because he had good speech, and he had good manners, and he was nice, and people liked to be around him. So, you know what he did whenever he accepted Islam? All those people that liked to be around him, you know what he started doing too? You know what he started talking about? He started talking about Islam. And he started calling the people to Islam. And you know what? So many people accepted Islam, at the hand of Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr, he didn't just accept Islam like that by himself. He accepted Islam and then he started calling the people, meaning making da'wah. Making da'wah, he became a caller to Allah, radiallahu anhu. And you know what? He called Uthman ibn Affan to Islam. And Uthman, he accepted Islam. Abu Bakr is calling him, do you know Prophet Muhammad? Yes, I know. Do you know Muhammad? Yes, I know Muhammad. He's a prophet. He received revelation. Wallah, he is the prophet of Allah. He's the messenger of Allah. He received revelation. And he started calling him and to Islam. And Uthman, he accepted Islam. And then he went to Zubair ibn al-Awam. And Zubair ibn Awam, he accepted Islam, at the call of Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu. And likewise, Abdurrahman ibn Auf, and Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, and Talha ibn Ubaid, ibn Ubaidillah, and likewise, Abu Ubaidah, Amr ibn Jarrah, all of those who are the prophets, and those 10 companions that Allah gave them glad tidings, almost all of them accepted Islam at the hand of Abu Bakr. Almost all of them accepted Islam at the hand of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Also, you know who else accepted Islam in the very, very beginning? As-Sabiqun al-Awwalun. Abu Salama. Abu Salama radiallahu anhu. He has a son. What was his son's name? Umar ibn Abi Salama radiallahu anhu. Also, there was another man. His name is Al-Arqam. Al-Arqam ibn Abi Al-Arqam. He also accepted Islam. And there was another man, his name is Uthman ibn Maz'un. And he had two brothers. One of them is Qudama and the other one is Abdullah. All of them, they accepted Islam in the very, very beginning. The very, very beginning, right at the very beginning, they all accepted Islam. Another one, his name is Sa'id ibn Zayd. He's also from Al-Ashr. Naam? Al-Mubashirina bil-Jannah. Sa'id ibn Zayd. Naam? Sa'id ibn Zayd. And also his wife. You know what his wife's name was? Fatima bint Al-Khattab. Fatima bint Khattab, she is the wife of Sa'id ibn Zayd. Fatima bint Khattab, sound like maybe we know her brother. Who's her brother? Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhu. But he didn't accept Islam in the very beginning. And there were two more, very, very, very great, great, great men also that accepted Islam in the very beginning. One of them, his name is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He is one of the greatest companions and the most knowledgeable and one of the best of those who recited the Quran and followed the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abu Abdurrahman, Ibn Ummi Abd. Naam, also another one, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari. Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, radiyallahu anhu. These are from the first and foremost of those who accepted Islam in the very, very, very beginning. So they used to call privately and not publicly, not telling everybody. They would just talk privately to each other, and they would call those who are near to them and the likes like this. And after the revelation of Al-Mudathir, those few verses, now the revelation started coming back to back, time after time, little by little. Chapters are being revealed. Small portions of the Quran are being revealed. Some verses are being revealed. All of them, most of them about the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His power and His knowledge and also His mercy and kindness, and also about the Jannah and the Hellfire. Verses are being revealed about Iman and Tawheed, and the believers are getting stronger and stronger. And likewise, you know what else happened at this very beginning time? Jibreel, he came to the Prophet again, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this time he's not coming with Quran. You know what he came with? He came with al-wudu' and as-salah. He came with wudu' and as-salah. And it's been narrated from Zayd ibn Haritha, radiyallahu anhu, that he said, إِنَّ جِبْرِيلْ أَتَاهُ فِي أَوَّلِ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْهِ فَعَلَّمُهُ الْوُضُوءَ وَالصَّلَاةَ فَعَلَّمُهُ الْوُضُوءَ وَالصَّلَاةَ. That Jibreel, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the very beginning, whenever he was receiving revelation, and he taught him al-wudu' and he taught him as-salah. He taught him as-salah. Now how to perform it. Not the salah that we have today, the obligatory five daily prayers, but no, he taught him how to pray. And they used to pray. And likewise, it's been seen in the very beginning that there were some of Quraysh and some of the Arabs, and they were together, and they seen the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam praying with a little boy next to him and a woman behind him. And they're like, who is that? And they went to Abbas and they said, what's going over there? He said, oh, that's my nephew. And that's his wife. And he claims that he's the messenger of Allah. And he claims this and that. And then the man looked at over there and he said, oh man, nobody is doing that stuff. And he said they're raising their hands and they're bowing and prostrating, and they thought they're so weird. What are they doing over there, bowing on the ground? Huh? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us about that. He said, بَدَأَ الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا. بَدَأَ الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا وَسَيُعُودُ كَمَا بَدَأَ. سَيُعُودُ غَرِيبًا كَمَا بَدَأَ. That Islam began strange. They're strangers. They're strangers. Everybody else is doing all these bad things, worshiping idols and drinking alcohol and mixing, and even they will go around the Kaaba with no clothes on. Ya'adhan billah. They're doing all these bad stuff, slaughtering for the idols and the likes like this, but not them. So they were strange. They were strange. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He helped them and He gave them victory. The point is here that we see what has preceded the revelation is two types. The revelation of the Quran and the revelation of the Sunnah. And the revelation of the Sunnah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how did he learn how to make wudu? Ha, Jibreel, he taught him how to make wudu. Jibreel, he revealed to him the way to make wudu. How do you pray? How did the Prophet learn how to pray? You have to stand, you have read Quran, you have to bow, you have to make sujood, all of this. How did he learn that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Jibreel, he taught that to him. Jibreel, alayhi salam, he taught that to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do we understand that? So this is clear. That Jibreel alayhi salam, he used to descend on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and with the Quran as revelation. And he used to descend likewise to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the Sunnah as revelation. So the Quran and the Sunnah is revelation. It's revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal. It is revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal. Now they start calling and calling and teaching the people that which they learned from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they're growing a little bit. And now a lot of the people, their family members, some of them are starting to accept Islam from this tribe and that tribe and here and from there. And if we look in the beginning, how did we say? Huh? The first man, Abu Bakr. The first woman. Huh? Who? Khadija. The first boy, Ali. The first freed slave, Zayd. The first slave, Bilal. We learn a lesson from here. The da'wah of Islam is for everybody. For the white one and the black one, for the Arab and the non-Arab, for the slave and the freed slave, for the man and for the woman. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he called everybody. He's a prophet of mankind. He's a prophet for mankind. مَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ. We said to all mankind. He's a prophet for all mankind. And his da'wah is for all mankind. He called the white man, the black man. He called the Arab and the non-Arab, the slave and the non-slave, the women and the men and the children. All of them, they have to accept Islam. All of them, they have to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They continued on this way for some time. And then after a while, they start getting oppressed. And the Quraysh, they start hurting them. From the first also to accept Islam from them, another one. His name is Ammar ibn Yasir. And his family likewise. And his mother Sumayya. Radiallahu anhum. They all accepted Islam, but they're weak. And there's also another one, Suhaib. And they're weak. And even they started getting hurt for being Muslims. And they're harming them. And they're doing bad things to them. And we close with this. But our next class will be, inshallah, on a discussion of the first of the revelation. We want to look at the revelation and how it began. The first five verses of Iqra. And the first seven verses of Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir. This is the first, and this is how the revelation began. We want to look at these verses and these noble words of Allah and ponder over their meanings and think about the relationship between them and seek understanding in this manner. So therefore, the homework for everybody is to read those verses and read the English translation. And even if you can do some type of research in tafsir, even better. If you're older, that's good. Read some tafsir Sa'di or read some tafsir Ibn Kathir or the likes like this. And try to get a good understanding of those first few verses. And then we want to look at them and the benefit of the comparison between them. How this one came first and then this one came after that. This one came first and this one came after that. Remembering the usul of the deen and the foundations, and that Allah, He created this creation so He can be known and so that He can be worshipped. And the foundation of the da'wah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to call to tawheed and to warn from shirk. And that before all of this can be established, there must be knowledge before action and statement. All of this is contained and found in these verses. If we ponder over them and we look at them in detail, and this is where we want to study, we want to have tomorrow. The translation that is required is translation of Muhsin Khan and not another translation. And the other translations are not accepted, whoever they're from. And this is because the translation of Muhsin Khan is also by the assistance of Sheikh Taqi Ad-Din al-Hilali, who's a great scholar of the Sunnah and of Salafiyyah, and he was a scholar of language, and he had the assistance of Dr. Muhsin Khan, rahimahum Allahu ta'ala, and it is a very beneficial and precise, correct translation. translation of a scholar, not of a person or a translator, but rather the translation of a scholar. And likewise, there was something else to mention. Naam. Jazakum Allahu khairan for those students who filled out the review worksheet. And inshallah, every few classes, we will try to post a worksheet that is brief like this for the students to fill out and to also review from time to time, so that it doesn't pile up in the end and we just move little by little in that manner, and to make it easy and to facilitate the knowledge. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.